Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, before I get going with what the Lord has for us today, I just hope that everyone had a wonderful Jesus' birthday a couple days ago, and may the Lord just bless you during the season and continue to use you in a mighty way. Okay, now last week I said some strange but factual truths. Last week I said that it may seem to be an exaggeration to some to say, but it is actually a fact that most Christians and some believers I know do not understand what Christianity is. My friend, again, Christianity, now listen close, is Christ in us and nothing more. And last week I said, and please listen with your heart open, open wide, and your ears engaged, that the Christian life is a progressive realization of the Christ who is in us and a progressive experiencing of Him. Now, to put it in simpler terms, when a person is saved, they are joined to the Lord and made one spirit with Him. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:17, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." Boy, is that powerful. That is how Christ dwells in a believer. We are made one spirit with Him, but we are not made one soul man, and we are not made one physical body, oh no, with Christ. Oh no, we are only made one spirit with Christ when we are joined to Him by the Spirit. So, now note that we are joined to the Lord, and note that Christ is in us, and note that we have this treasure in earthly vessel that is in us, and that treasure is Christ. Paul writes also in 2 Corinthians 4:7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels," that be us, in our bodies, "that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." In other words, Christ is other than us, even though we are joined to Him in spirit. We are not Christ and shall never be Christ. Neither are we simply made to look like Jesus Christ. Oh no. And Christ is not us. Christ is in us, and all the while remain joined to Him. He is other than us. Christ is a living person, and we are an individual who is alive in Him. Individuality is maintained for us. Even in this resurrection union, it is vital to see that Jesus Christ is other than us, even as we are joined to Him in the Spirit. And why? Because seeing this opens up the truth of the separation in each believer of soul and spirit. If Christ is in us and other than us, then is our Christianity experience, we are going to encounter dimensions that are of Christ and other dimensions that of ourself. And as we grow to know Him, praise God, this separation will become more and more defined and clear, especially in our character. Now listen, God's number one focus is not how much money we can give away to the church or what we can do for Him or even how much we love Him. Oh no. God's number one focus in our lives is our character. Let me say that again. God's number one focus in our lives is our character. Are we trustworthy? Are we truthful? Do we do what we say we will do? Is our word sealed with a godly commitment to righteousness and truth? Or are we double-minded, unstable, as James says, in all of our ways? Perhaps even more importantly, by seeing that Christ is other than us, we reveal that our Christian walk is not about us. Most Christians and some believers I know serve God to soften life's many problems. But oh no, our walk with God must not be governed by preoccupation with ourself. Oh, that's right. It is not a walk wherein we grow to know ourselves. It is not a self-improvement walk. Oh, no. Indeed, our Christian walk is a deliverance from ourselves through a growing and a realization and experiencing of Jesus Christ. We are drawn out of ourselves into the One who is other than us and become preoccupied and governed by Him. this first foundational truth has to do with our salvation, which is not a thing or something that God, you know, does to us. And now listen very close, my friend. Salvation is not merely a legal classification, as Christianity is not a matter of God taking our natural man and making him into a better person. Oh no, salvation is Christ in us. Let me say that again. Salvation is Christ in us. He is the life. If we are one with him, then is our life his life. I hope you're getting this, my friend. It is critical. In other words, God does not give us a thing called eternal life. Oh no. To have and to hold within ourselves. God does not, you know, oh no, God gives us Christ. Let me say that again. God does not give us eternal life. God gives us Christ, who alone is our life. Do you see that, my friend? Jesus is the only life that we have. I'll say that again. Jesus is the only life that we have. Everything else is in our living is death. Unless our relationships are in Christ, all we can bring to every relationship, to our spouse and to our friends that we have and we love and we, you know, dearly, the only thing we can bring to those relationships, if not in Christ, is death. Thus, as noted, Christianity is not the outcome of something God does to us. And it is not the result of God giving us things. Oh no. Christianity is the result of God giving us Christ himself. But sadly, we see how Christendom has redefined the truth to fit religion and denomination. We still think that eternal life is a ticket to heaven that God has reserved for us. And in the meanwhile, we think that God has given us a bunch of experiences by the power of the Spirit. So we, you know, busy ourselves with church and ministry. We, you know, we walk in some sort of religious, you know, belief system, trying to do our best to look like Jesus. But none of this is New Testament Christianity. Again, Christianity is Christ in us. Salvation or eternal life is the result of being made one in spirit with the person, Jesus Christ, who is our life. The same mistake with regards to the building of Christian character. We think that God builds his character in a believer by acting upon us through experiences or through some big event and molding our natural man into a Xerox copy of Jesus. But oh no, my friend. The truth is, Christian character is the result of God crucifying our natural man. Let me say that again. Christian character is the result of God crucifying our natural man so that the Christ who dwells in us, the Christ that dwells in us, might flow through us and out from us and be manifested in the world. Today we know nothing. We know nothing of this truth. Jesus Christ is our life. Yes, he is. Not some future pie-in-the-sky life, but our life now, today. That the entire essence of the Christian life is drawn from out of him, Jesus Christ. He is the source, and he is the power, and he is the goal that his people might manifest him. Yes, that might manifest him. Jesus said of himself, 4 times in the book of Revelations, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last, and he is desires to dwell within us and be our life today. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just trusting that you have a tremendous day, and that the end of this year will be a blessing, and God will be able to get some things in you so he can get some things out of you. You know, God must put us in a fix often so he can fix us, but most Christians do not want to be fixed. They just want to just roll along, but God desires to put us into a fix so he can fix us. More next week. God bless, and have a great week, and we will talk to you next week. God bless. Bye.